2 weeks ago, we started a very complicated Gemara. We're going to have to start it again.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
Everybody lost track.
Fresh.
Yeah. So to review again, there's a Mishnah on Lamed Zayin and Manaf. There is a din of Tchumen that no one is permitted to go Chutz L'Tchum. Machlokes Hatanoim, whether this is a din deraisa, a din derabbanan, whatever it is, it's a din. Machlokes in Shulchan Aruch, there are more paskins that it's only a din midirabbanan. The whole din of Tchumen is only midirabbanan. Machaber says that to go Yud Beis Mil, to go 12 mil is a din deraisa. To go 1 mil, Alpai Mam is 1 mil, that's only a din derabbanan. That's Rabbi Akiva holds that to walk Alpai Mam is a din deraisa, and the Gemara said we don't pass like Rabbi Akiva. So, but there are more, or I can't say, some people are Sfardim. So for Sfardim to go Yud Beis Mil, they follow the Mechaber, who passes like the Rif and the Raman, based on Yerushalmi, that's an Issa Deraisa. And there are more passes for Ashkenazim, that all of Tchumen is only the Rabbana. Fine. So that's a din of Tchumen for the person himself to go Chutz L'Tchum. What about to have his property go Chutz L'Tchum? What do you mean his property? On Yontif, on Shabbos, he can't carry anything anyway. If you have an Erev, then the Tchum doesn't begin until outside of the Erev. The whole Erev is considered Kedavar Amizdomi. So the Yisra Tchumen doesn't set in on Shabbos if you have an Erev. We're talking there is no Erev. So on Shabbos you can't carry anything anyway, but the Medubar is on Yontif. On Yontif, when you're permitted to carry, so let's say you have two different people, each one has his own home, and each one, they don't live in the city. You live in the city, so the whole city is considered Kedavar Amiz, and everybody has the same Tchum. You have Alpai Mam outside of the city. We're talking, let's say they live in the mountains and there's no city. So he has the Tchum Shabbos, and there's a Tchum Shabbos, Tchum Yontif around his house. Alpai Mam around his house. And he has the Tchum Shabbos around, Tchum Yontif around his house. They happen to live within the Tchum of each other, so they can visit each other. So I go to his home and I borrow a machzer, I borrow a chumash or something. And then I take it home, Yontif, I carry it home, I want to use it. And then I want to take it to that direction, which is chutz l'tchum of the owner, but it's toch ha-tchum of me, it's toch ha-tchum sheli. So the Mishnah says, ha-bem v'akelim kirag v'habaylim. Whatever property belongs to someone may not be taken chutz l'tchum of the owner. Even though in the middle of Yontov it switches ownership, it's nikvad, determined by the tchilas ha-yayin, by the bein ha-shmashis of the tchilas ha-yayin. Good enough, that's the beginning of the Mishnah, alam and zayin manal. So the last line in the Mishnah has a din, a balabasta wants to bake a cake, and she wants to make some kind of a soup. So she borrows flavoring from this one and water from this one and vanilla from that one and sugar and salt and whatever, and all she has is the flour, and she borrows everything else from everybody else and she puts it all together, so it has the tchum of everybody all together. You have to go to the chum and say, can't take it over there because it's chutz l'tchum of this owner, can't take it over there, chutz l'tchum of the other person. Each you can only carry this cake or this challah or this soup in the area that they all overlap, that they all have, that's everybody's tchum. And Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees in the Mishnah. We'll get to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says it's bottle. The water is bottle, and then the flavoring is bottle. It all depends who's the main owner of the thing. The main owner is the flour. Everything else is less than 50% ingredients, so that doesn't count. Okay. So the Tanakhama says that you have to go to Chumrah. You can only carry this cake or this challah, whatever it is, in the area that everybody has overlap of their tchum. So the Gemara tells a story, that's how we started. Lamed Chesem and Al. Very strange story. This whole conversation on Lamed Chesem and Beis is like a Medrash Pliya. The Pnei Yeshua says like a Medrash Pliya, and there are, one of the Rishonim says he had such difficulty reading this Gemara, and even after he gives his whole pshat, still difficult. The whole Gemara is a Medrash Pliya. So the Gemara tells a story. One of the Chachmei Bovel went there to Israel. He went on Aliyah, and he was used to the Derech Halima that they had in Bovel. It was a totally different Derech Halima. The Gemara says in Bovel Metzia, I think, that one of the Amoraim fasted 40 Tanaisim that he should get Talmud Shel Bovel when he goes to Israel, because it was such a different style of learning. Talmud Bavli, Talmud Yerushalmi is so different. So he went there to Israel, and on the way he offered a tefillah to the Baruch Mihi Rotzen Yehi Ravo. Cool. That I should say a Dvar Torah that should be niskabel. They should accept my shtikel Torah. They shouldn't laugh at me. So he comes there and he meets three rabbanim from Eretz Yisrael. The two versions who the three rabbanim were, it doesn't make a difference. And they were learning from this Mishnah, and they were all bothered with the kasha. Why don't you say bitl berayt? Why do you say that the owner of the water and the owner of the melach and the tablet and the mayim, everyone, you have to be concerned about everybody's tchum yontif? whoever is a partner in less than 50% should be bought for Rav, like Rav Yudah says. And whoever has the Rav, that's the one who's Kaveya, the Tchum Yantav. Why don't you say Bittul B'Rav? So we started right away, we learned a little Tesis on the bottom of Lamed Chesam and Aleph. The Tesis has two kashas. One kasha is the Chadova Sheish Lamatirin. We already learned from the very beginning on Dav Gimel and Beis, and it's a mission in the Dorim. When you have a Dava Sheish Lamatirin, there's no Din of Bittul B'Rav. So here, it's a Chadova Sheish Matirin. Why do you want to carry it Chutz Lutchum today on Yom? To wait till after Havdola Metzoh Yom, you can carry it wherever you want. There won't be any problem. The whole Din of Chumen is only a temporary Din that applies on Yom. So don't we have a rule that Dava Sheish Matirin is like bottle? So Tosfos says no. That's not a good explanation for the din in Mishnah, because that halacha davar sheish matirin lebatul only applies when it's min b'minoy, and here we're talking min b'shein minoy. The water that you mix into the flour is min b'shein minoy, and the melach and the tavlin and the flavoring, everything is min b'shein minoy. So strictly speaking, it should be batul. The din of davar sheish matirin should not apply.
Good, okay.
That's what it says in Yeridaya. So one of those Yeridaya would agree with Tosfos that's not a good explanation. Then Tosfos asks another kasha. What was the question? Let it be bottle berayv. Let all the ingredients of less than 50% be bottle berayv. Well, we have a din of tam kiker. If something is nice and tam, and you can taste it, the melach, and the tavlin, the salt, and the flavoring, and the pepper, and the vanilla, whatever. Why do you mix in these ingredients? That it should be nice and tam. So it's nice and tam, even if it's less than 50%. The din is that it's not bottle. So Taisa gives a very good answer on that also. They say, no, that halacha of tam kiker, that if you have a treif ingredient that's nice and tam, even though it's less than 50%, it is not batel. That's only if you're talking about a topic of macholas asur, it's non-kosher food, and you're discussing, are you allowed to eat it, you're not allowed to eat it. So, since you're talking about eating, and if you're going to eat it, then you're going to taste the flavor of the chazishmal, so the din is that it's not batel beroiv, you got to have shishim, and when you have shishim, we assume it won't be nice and tam. There's some things that are nice and tam, salt is nice and tam, even if you have shishim again. Salt is very powerful. Avida l'tam, this is takanat bus. Sugar is also not bus. Fine. But Taisa says over here, we're talking about an issue of carrying it chutz l'tchum. We're not talking about eating it. But Shteitzach, you're going to eat it later also. You can eat it. There's not a shayla of it. You can eat it if you eat it in the area that shares everybody's permission. Right. So here it's just a question of ownership, determining whose tchum can you carry it in. So that's what Taisa says. This is not an issue of macholas asuris, which depends on eating and tasting. That you should apply tam ki ikir, since it's a different an issue of tchumen, so the principle of tam ki ikir has no application. But over here, it's not that she borrowed from everybody intending Abdaita to go chutz l'tchum. She didn't know what she's going to do. She made a cake. She took a little bit from all her neighbors. She made a cake, and then it turns out a shaila comes up later on. Someone wants to take it home chutz l'tchum. So it's not that anybody's mevatel hatchila adat to take it chutz l'tchum. So this answer that they gave is also a good answer.
The product, mevushal or raw,
makes a difference whether mevushal or not mevushal b'negiah to tchumin.
Tchumin to carry.
No, it doesn't make a difference. The din of the tchumen applies to chumish, a matzer, a sefer, applies to anything. Food, applies non-food items also. No, applies to anything. Behema. Abeim vakelim, kiraglabam, not only to food. It doesn't have to be mevush. The din of tchumen on any property. So the answer that Tosfos gave is also a valid answer. Someone who knows Yeridaya, well, this is already not so explicit in Yeridaya. Someone who knows the fine print on the side of the page will know that also. The both halves of what Tosfos said on the bottom of Lamed Ches on the base, stem with what it says in the Yeridaya, that the principle of tam ki ikir only applies when you're dealing with an issue of macholas asuris. For example, we spoke about it. There's a prohibition, you're not allowed to eat pasakum. Let's say my next door neighbor is a nochri, and he bakes bread. And I'm watching the way he bakes it, all kosher ingredients in a kosher pot, everything is kosher. And he makes this delicious bread. Let's say you don't even have to. If it belongs to a yid, you have to take challah. Belongs to a goy, you don't even have to take any challah. The din of hafroshas challah only applies if it belongs to a yid, at least at the time that you're baking it. But it didn't belong to a yid at all. Let's say the goy baked it, and all the ingredients are kosher. Everything is kosher, but because it was baked by a non-Jew, so the Mishnah says the maseches avodah zarah that you're not allowed to eat it. That's the prohibition of pasakum. What's the Yisra Pasakum? It may lead to intermarriage. I may enjoy the bread so much, I may decide to have baby kikes, may decide to marry his daughter. And it says in Shulchan Aruch, and even though he's a galach, he doesn't have any daughters that we are aware of, still you're not allowed to, that's what it says. You're not allowed to eat the pasakma. Let's say bishalakum. If a nochri cooks food, I see he takes all kosher ingredients. I give him kosher ingredients, and he cooks the food in front of me in a kosher pot. So everything is kosher, glat kosher l'mahadrin. But still, since it was cooked by non-Jew, so you're not permitted to eat bishalakum, because it may lead to chasnus. It may lead to intermarriage, and it's awesome.
It's a professional baker.
Yeah. If he bakes for the public, so then there are more. The Ashkenazim are making and the Sfardim are machmer.
Not on Shabbos.
You're not supposed to eat paspalter on Shabbos. Yeah, that's what it says. You're not supposed to. This heter is only on the weekdays. Shabbos is not proper. Okay, so it's made sure also a machmer. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, let's say a nachri cooked some food, and it's bishalakum, or an achri baked the bread and it's pasakum, you're not allowed to eat it, and then it gets mixed in with other things, it's blended in, and it's less than 50%, but it's nice and tam. You can taste it, that it's there. So it says in Shulchan Aruch that there's no prohibition of tam kikar. It does not ask that. If it's less than 50%, it's but unless it's nikar, unless you have, let's say, bread, a crouton. You're eating a soup, and the chunks of bread are floating around. The bread that was baked by the next time neighbor to go are floating around. So that's not a tarubis. That can't be buckled. It's bien. You can take the pieces out. But after you remove the pieces and you're eating the soup, let's say you can taste the flavor of the bread. It left a little tam there. So it says that tam kika doesn't apply. Why? So this is the official explanation that's given in Shulchan Aruch, because the prohibition of eating pasakum and bisholakum is not macholas asuris. It's not trey. If I watch the way he made all the ingredients for kosher, everything was kosher. It's an isa of chasnus. It's an isa that it's too much iskarbus, so it may lead to intermarriage. So since it's not an issue of macholas asur, so the whole din of tam kika doesn't apply. Even though the prohibition is that you're not allowed to eat it, you're not allowed to eat it. Not the Torah's eating. You're not allowed to eat. This is a form of iskarbus. You're not allowed to hug. You're not allowed to be too much bedidus with the nachri either. So the eating is not a prohibition with Torah's macholos asuris, it's a prohibition with Torah's iskarbus. Right. So that's why the prohibition, that's why the din of tam kika doesn't apply. Yeah. So the bottom taisvis on lamet chesam and av, the both points of taisvis are very well accepted. We're masking to them. So that's how we start off the sugi. But then when we come to the end of the sugi, we have a problem. The last line on lamet chesam and beis, the Gemara still didn't explain the din in the Mishnah. Why is it that the Tavlin and the Melech and the Tavlin is not bottle barav? So the Rabbi says, "Oh, I have a reason. Because Avida l'taima is nice and tam kika. Tavlin l'taima, Avida l'taima lay bottle. Since it's nice and tam, so it's not bottle." Tosafot just gave a wonderful explanation why it's not a good answer. And then Rav Ashi says on the top of the next daf, I have an answer to the question. But they just explained based on the Yavideya that it's not so. So what is the answer? This is a pella. Yeah, but what Taisa said here is quoted in Yavideya. How did the Gemara come to the Maskana against what it says in the Yavideya? However you want to word it. So that's going to be a problem. Taisus is going to deal with the problem. That's going to be a problem. Okay. So the Gemara has this problem. This is what Rabab meets when he comes to Eretz Yisrael. He walks in, they're sitting and they're learning Mishnah's Beitza, and they're bothered with the kasha, let the Melech and the Tavlin be bottled beroyt. That was the kasha. And he offered a tefillah that he should say a shtikl Torah that they should accept it. Dr. Zayn shtikl Torah, Amaluhu Rabab, he says, I have an answer to the kasha. What's the answer? If I have, he gives a marshal. So we gave a marshal. If I have 5 nickels in my hand, you drop a nickel and now I have 6 nickels. We can't identify which is your nickel, which are my 5 nickels. So you don't say, Bittel Beroiva Mammon. I have to give you back a nickel. I have to give you back after one of these 5 nickels. I can give you a different nickel if I want. I can give you 5 pennies. I can give you an equivalent. Okay. But you don't say Bittel Beroiva. So he gives him, why not? Because Mammon is Lachbuckle. So that's what he says in effect over here. So he didn't give him a chance to finish the whole Shnickel Torah. So he said that since the issue of Truman is a function of who the owner is, whoever the owner is, so it's kind of shvisa with his tchum. So if you have the melach belonged to one balabasta, and the tablin belonged to a different balabasta, the mine to a different balabasta, and the kemach to a different balabasta, and mammon is not bottled beroy, so each one was kind of shvisa in a different, with a different tchum, so you can only carry it within the overlap, within the area that everybody has a tchum. So that's what Abba answered, that mammon is not bottled, and even the issue of tchumen, which is an issue, they had to dig it in, but it's dependent on the mammon is, so the din is that it's not bottled. That's what he said. So he didn't explain himself fully. So he says this teretz, he says the lotion. What if I have a kav chitim that gets mixed into someone else's asora kavim chitim shel chaveiro? One kav of Reuven gets mixed in with 10 kavim of Shimon. So he says, would you say yochel haloh b'chadi? The one who now has 11 kavim should eat all the 11 kavim, and he can rejoice over the fact that he has all of this? No. Of course, mammon is not bottled. So he meant to say, mammon is not bottled, so therefore the din of tchumen, which depends on the ownership, is also not bottled. So that was his terror. So Achiku Alei, so all of the three rabbanim that he met in Eretz, they all started to laugh at him. They didn't accept his terror. So he felt very hurt. Omalahu, Gulsaichu Shakli. What, did I steal someone's talis? What are you making fun of me? What did I do? I didn't do anything. I said a terror on a kasha. Why are you making fun? So they continued to laugh at him. Maybe the way he pronounced the language, whatever. Ben Bovel came to Eretz Yisrael, so they were laughing. Father Achikale, they were laughing again. Amar Raboshia, so Raboshi was in Eretz Yisrael, the Gerov. So he says, Shapur Abadi Achikale. It's a good thing that they laughed at him. The way he worded the Teretz is not a valid Teretz. He starts picking on the Loshna. Why did he give a Moshe of Chitim fell into Chitim? One kav chitim fell into 10 kav chitim. Ashna chitim misarim deloy kamalu. Why didn't he say one kav of chitim falls into 10 units of serim? So apparently in that case, because that would be mim b'shein amina would be bottle. So even if it's one kav chitim falls into 10 kav of chitim and it's mim b'minoi, but mim b'mina is a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim. So Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that mim b'mina is not bottle, but we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. We pass like the Rabbana. It's a machlokes hatanoim by mim b'mina whether bottle or not. And it's a machlokes harishonim had a paskin. So Rashi in a few places in Shas paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. The mim b'mina is b'mashu. And Tosis in a few places disagrees with the Rashi. They say, no, why should you paskin like Rabbi Yehuda to shitas hayochid? The Tosis, the little Tosis says over here, the third Tosis on Lamed Chesed and Beis, Nehi dil Rabbi Yehuda loy batal. True, Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is the mim b'mina is not batal, but according to the Ramanan, mim b'mina is batal. So what do they mean to say? Mikan nira da'alocha kirabanan, from the simple reading of the Gemara, you see that the Sufis HaGemara holds the din is like the Rabbim Yochev Ramalach Ram. The Mimimina is Batla Shapit. That was what the Gemara is driving at. Why did Rabbi give a mashal? Kav chitim falls into 10 kavim of chitim shal chaveiroi. It's not Batla. Why is it not Batla? Why didn't he say chitim into Sarim? Because it's Mimishen Mina. So chitim is Mimimina, but we don't pass Mimimina b'mashal. So you see from the Stam of the Gemara that they passed in like the Rabbanon, that even Mimimina is also Batul Beroi. So that was Raboshia's Taina. Raboshia says they laughed at Rababa's Teretz because he didn't word it properly. The way he worded Teretz sounds like if it would have been Mimishena, my Chitim fell into your 10 pounds of Sorim, it would have been Batul, but because it's my Chitim fell into your 10 pounds of Chitim, so that's why it's not Batul. So that's not true. That's Mimimin and the Hidil Rabbi Yehuda Lebatul Rabbanim if the Batul. Amalei Rav Safra, so Rav Safra comments to Raboshia. Moshe, Rabbi, Shapa Kamrit, does this make sense? He says, Bitmiyo. Does that make sense what you just said? That if my 1 pound of Chitim falls into his 10 pounds of Chitim, that you say it's a Machlik Zabir and the Rabbanon, and according to the Rabbanon, it would be Batul because Mimimin is Lebatul. Wait a minute, but it's Tachmominis. Rabbab is Optach Hagutte Vort. Maybe he didn't word the mashal correctly. He shouldn't have said chitim into chitim. Should have said chitim into sorim, and it's also not going to be bottle because the mammonous aspect is not bottle. That's what he's driving at. So he says, Amalei Rav Safra, and Rav Safra responds back to Raboshia. He says, Moshe, he calls him respectfully, Rabbi, Shapa Kamer, does it make sense what you just said? Veloy Shmuel, who didn't you ever hear of the following member of Rav Chiya b'shem Rav? He says in the name of Rav the following. So we ran through this last time. There's a Mishnah Bava Basra that says like this. Let's say they're selling flour in the store. And so instead of filling up the bag of flour with 10 pounds of flour, I have other things that are less expensive, less, I don't know, I have sugar or salt, and I'm going to throw in a lot of sugar, a lot of salt, or they're going to detect it, they're going to tell, say, I'll put in some other junk, I'll put in straw, I'll grind up some straw and mix it in, and they won't be able to tell the difference. So that's Geneva. You're not allowed to mix in other junk. If you advertise that you're giving 5 pounds of flour, it has to be 5 pounds of flour. During the Second World War, a lot of the boats were being used for the war effort, so they couldn't deliver as much coffee to the United States, couldn't deliver as much tea and spices. So when they used to sell the tea and the coffee and the spices, they used to mix in flour in order to have more bulk, in order to have more volume. So that's why ever since the Second World War, people insist that for Pesach they want to have hashgach on the tea. What can be chametzik on the tea? The tea or the coffee, the spices, what do you need? What's the shaila? Before the war, they never needed hashgach on that because they never used to falsify it. They never used to falsify it.
They used to roast the coffee because they were afraid that the coffee is falsified. To roast the coffee. There was no such a thing as hashgach.
What do you mean, roast the coffee? And what would be
trade? They bought green coffee. And they roasted it at home to make sure that all the kernels of coffee are real, genuine coffee.
Ah, uh-huh. Okay. Okay. So there's a Mishnah in Bava Basra that talks about this. That let's say you sell 5 pounds of potatoes, and the potatoes grow in the ground and they're full of dirt on the outside. So when they weigh the 5 pounds, the Ganti talking that a half a pound is dirt. Is that Geneva or not? I'm required to wash off all the dirt. I'm required to give them 10.5 pounds. When you say, I'm telling you, the sign says 10 pounds of potatoes for whatever, 75 cents. So do you have to give them 10.5 pounds to know Bavada that you give 10 pounds? There's no. The Minigam Dina is that you weigh with the dirt. So Amaras came. The customers buy, they all know that that the dirt is Arangarek. But what happens if he happens to have clean potatoes? And he does want to give 10 pounds of clean potatoes, so he's going to take a little dirt and he'll mix it in with the potatoes in order to make it heavier, in order that he'll only have to give 9.5 pounds and be able to charge for 10 pounds. So the Mishnah says that you're not allowed to do. If it has dirt that it grew in the ground with the dirt, so that's one thing. So that's the minigam dina, that you can sell it the way it is with the dirt mixed in. But to mix in order to falsify, that's the geneva, that's cheap. So the Gemara has this dina above basa after that Mishnah. So the Gemara says, what if I have a ton of potatoes with dirt? I have kernels of grain, I have chitim, and the kernels of grain have dirt in them. And I'm selling a sack of grain. It's a 50-pound sack of grain, and the customer is going to grind it up, he's going to make flour out of it. And it has all the dirt in it, so I can charge for 50 pounds of grain. So a good Samaritan comes, and he wants to do me a favor, so he cleans out and he removes all of the dirt. He removes all the dirt, so he's mops at me, so weighs less. And now I can't charge for 50 pounds of grain, because now it's only 45 pounds. And I'm not allowed to mix it back in, because that the Mishnah says is not acceptable. Only the dirt that was there naturally. So Haberet Tzeroners, that's what the Rav Chia quotes in the name of Rav, Haberet Tzeroners Migrona Shal Chaver. I have a goren, I have a whole stack full of grain, kernels of grain, or potatoes or whatever. And another fellow comes and he removes all of the pebbles, all the dirt. So now I only have 45 pounds of grain instead of 50 pounds. So he's Chayev Lishalim Lo Demei Chitim. He was mopsed me by doing, he didn't burn 5 pounds of grain. He just removed the dirt. Now I'm left only with 45 pounds that I can sell. I can no longer sell it as 50 pounds.
Maybe it was a customer.
Okay. Okay.
That's why it'd be Gezel, because last time you said that Rambam says that it is Gezel.
Right, so the Rishonim have three explanations. There in Bava Basra, and Daf Tzadik Gimel, the Rashba, and Tzadik Gimel Amud Beis goes over to Tzadik Dalet Amud Aleph on the top line there. So the Rashbam and the Tosfos have three pshatim. If you put it all together, they're three pshatim. So some Rishonim, why is he chayv to pay? Me'ez etam is he chayv to pay? So some Rishonim says outright mazik. I had a pile of tvua that was worth, that could have sold for 50 pounds of tvua, and now he was mazik me that it's only worth 45 pounds. So that's another mazik.
Isn't
it
klum?
And then the Rash, that's the first pshat the Rashbam says mazik. Then he gives the second pshat, inami yeshleimar. Even if it's not mazik, what's for mazik? He just separated this from this. How is that mazik? He divided it into two piles. That's mazik. So he happened to divide it into two piles. All the dirt on this side and all the clean food on that side. How can you call that a mazik? So he says, maybe it's like a grummer. It's not an outright mazik, it's a grummer. So grummer ben azik and his potter. But the din is, if you make an indirect hezek, if it's very indirect, the grammar bin is different spot. If it's a little bit, it's halfway in between direct and indirect, then it's called garmi. So garmi is a machlekes satanaim, Rav Meir and the Chachamim. Rav Meir doined in the garmi. Rav Meir says that if one is mazik a little bit indirect, but not fully indirect, so that's chay if we assume it the rabbanon. Tosis writes the common mekayim is that Rav Meir shita is only a din with the rabbanon. Ramban disagrees with Tosis because the Gemara says Rav Meir doin dina de gami. It doesn't say Rav Meir konis knasa de gami. Tosis says only a knasa with the rabbanon. It's only b'mezid. It doesn't apply b'shoikig. It only applies orama mazik al yidei gami. Gami de behemto is not chay. Let's say behema would sit and do this. Behema would sit and separate. So you penalize me because my behema did it. If my behema made a hezik, so the Torah holds me responsible for shor bor ma behever for niske behemta. But if the behema did a hezek aydei garmi, garmi is only a penalty with rabbanon because you were a wise guy, because you were mafsi him the moment. So that's how we assume. Since garmi is only a penalty, so it's only been mazed, loy konsu shor got the mazed. Number two, loy konsu benay achrov. Let's say if I die, if I owe you money and I die, so and I leave assets, I leave karka. So you have a right to come to the Yorshim and collect. But what if I owed you money only because of Dina de Garmi? So Dina Garmi is only a penalty with the Rabbanon. So the Gemara says in Moed Katan in a different context, Loi Konsu B'nai Achrev. It's a penalty, they only penalize the fellow himself. When it comes to Knaas, they only penalize him. They don't penalize the Yorshim. So Tosis relates that over here also, that Garmi, you can't be Taveh from the Yorshim. Kozman, I'm alive, you can bring me to a Dintari. After I die, you cannot say, you don't say the Nechasim or Meshuvah to pay the Dina de Garmi. It's only a penalty. And the third nafkimina we pass on is the gami, the behemto is not chayv. Gami b'sheikig is not chayv. Gami you can't collect from the yorshim because loy konsu b'nai achrav. And the third klal is the gami, the behemto is not chayv. It's only a penalty by gami avodim. And the Ramban disagrees. The Ramban holds that gami is a medina. Dina de gami, it's a din minatar. It's not a penalty. The Ramban wrote a whole country is dina de gami. In Bava Basra, a lot of Gemara is talking about Dina de Garmi. The second parak in Bava Basra, there's a lot. It's a boring parak. Second parak in Bava Basra, very boring parak. Baran Kotla has tons of shiurim on Chayil, on the second parak in Bava Basra. A famous sugya. It's very boring sugya. The Ramban has a long kuntres Dina de Garmi that's printed at the end of Bava Basra. He alludes to it in the Chidushim on Bava Basra. He says, look at my long essay. And it's printed usually at the end of Bava Basra. So the Shach writes in Chosha Mishpat that originally he started writing a running commentary on the country's Dina de Garmi of the Ramban, and then he stopped in the middle because he doesn't agree with the whole premise of the Ramban. The premise of the Ramban is Garmi is the Reis, it's not the Rabbanon, and he disagrees with Tosis, and then he gets into a lot of trouble. He has to be Miyashi Bedoche Godel, how everything fits in the Gemara. So the Shach says the answer to everything is only with the Rabbanon, so you don't have to work so hard. It doesn't have to be so precise. Din de Reis, it has to be just so. Everything has to fit in exactly. A din de Rabbanon. So sometimes they made a din de Rabbanon, sometimes they didn't make a din de Rabbanon. So the Shach says that's how we pass in the Choshe Mishpat. The Gami is only with the Rabbanon. So the Rajbam there in Bava Basra and Sadi Dalad and Aleph on the top of the Omud has the two pshatim on this. Rav Chiya says in the name of Rav that if someone comes and he removes all of the psolas from the Ochel and now he's mapsed the Balabos, the merchant can no longer sell it as 50 pounds of grain. He can no longer sell it as 49 pounds of grain. So he has to pay him for the hezik that he caused them, that he lost 5 pounds of grain. So the first pshat the Rajbam says is that he's ordered by mazik the adayim. He was mazikin. Until he did this act, it was worth 50 pounds, and now it's only worth 49 pounds. Ordered by mazik. Then he says, inami yesh loima, not ordered by mazik the adayim. He just separated this from that. It's garmi. It's not gromim and hezikin. He holds that it's garmi. And then Taisa says a third pshat on the top, that it's gazlon. It's not mazik be a diamond, it's not gami. So he says a loshin, he's a gazlon. How exactly is it gazlon? So what did he walk off with?
What is the swara that if a killer you're allowed to sell it with dirt and then if it's removed then it's different?
Minikam dina.
No, but if it's minikam dina that you buy it with dirt,
that's how you buy it.
What's the difference if I remove it and put it back?
That's also that's part of the minigam din. The minigam din is if it grows like that.
The minigam don't know that he will remove it. So if he is concerned, the customer is concerned, it was never removed.
But the customer would know that he has clean potatoes and he throws on dirt, so the customer would be very upset. Right. All the customers
would just know that it hasn't been removed.
And if that's the way it grew, so that's the minigam din, that they're not matriach, the storekeeper, to remove it. And that's an honest way. When he sells you 10 pounds of potatoes and has the dirt mixed into it, that it grew like that, so that's considered, he's not considered as cheating the customer. Yeah. That's how the Mishnah says. It all depends what the minigam din is. Years ago, there was such a scandal that when they sold the eggs for Pesach, that it said the eggs are normally very dirty. How did the eggshells become clean? They washed them off with alcohol. So they started a whole story that the alcohol they wash it off with is chametz zika alcohol. And you shouldn't buy the regular eggs, and so you have to buy mahadran eggs, dirty eggs, that were never washed off with alcohol. So what they do, so some chevre bought regular eggs, and they threw dirt on. They bought regular eggs that were washed off with alcohol, then they threw on dirt on it, and then they sold it with mahadran prices. So that's the Mishnah. The Mishnah says if you have clean and you throw on dirt, so that's a ready or not. That's cheating.
But when you clean up a lot of food, you get more money for it, has more value. If I have
normally,
and I have 45 pounds of clean, I can ask for more money for it. I don't necessarily have to lose.
If he doesn't lose, then the guy doesn't pay.
Yeah.
The only time he pays is when he is losing.
No.
But if it's a certain price.
Yeah. So what does he want here? Okay, so the din we understand a little bit, more or less. Okay. And then we understand Habarat Torah is Mekana Shal Chaver Chayav Nishal Mele Mechid. Alma, what do you see from Rav's din about separating the Pesach? Alma Kilo Chasra, he removed from the weight. He no longer has 50 pounds of grain to sell, he only has 49 pounds of grain. So therefore he's Chayav Tefei either Mitam Mazik or Mitam Dinan De Gami or Mitam Gazlan. It's not so obvious. If the three Pshatim are Rishonim, so it's not so poshut. So just like over there we understand that din, Hachanami Zaktatsushto, here too, Kilo Chasre. What does it mean, Kilo Chasre? So to over here, in other words, what's getting back again? Rav Safra says, what are you laughing at Rababa? That's a good gizok. Rababa said, well, we know all along what Rababa is trying to say. His mashal wasn't so meduyik. He said, my kav chitim fell into your 10 kavim of chitim. He said, so they right away started picking on him. What if Asep is only kav chitim? And what if a kav chitim falls into 10 kavim of sorim? Then you're going to be mad. No, he's not right at anything. What he meant to say that mammon is not bottle. Mammon is not bottle. And what he meant, and not only the mammon aspect is not bottle, the isavehetta that depends on the mammon, the issue of chum yontif, the issue of isavehetta, which depends on mammon, is also not bottle. So that's what Rav Safra says. Why are you laughing at him? Moshe, Rabbi is up to Rav Oshia. Shapa Kamaritz, does it make sense what you're saying? Making fun of Rababa? Didn't you ever hear of the din of Rav that Mamoina Kilo Chasre, he only has 49 pounds to sell, so the weight is crucial. Hachanami Kilo Chasre over here also. What good is it you're going to have a cake that doesn't have sugar? You're going to have a cake that doesn't have flavoring in it. The cake has sugar and flavoring and everything and has water and needs everything. So since the mammon, someone else's mammon is there, so mammon is not bottled. That's what Rababa meant. Mammon is not bottled. So he said, the heter that depends on mammon is also not bottled. He finally said over, Kvetch Zois, what Rababa meant. Omalei Abaye, he said, this already expanded. Half of these people live in Eretz Yisrael, half of them live in Bavel. So they're having a whole conversation, like on the internet. It's unclear who they're talking to each other in person. It's unclear. Omalei Abaye, so Abaye met up with Rav Safra. So he says, what machst du zustell to Rabchiyah's din? Rabchiyah's din from Bava Basra, Habar Tzoras Migonu Shal Haber. But Loshani Lei Lemar, Rabbi, don't you know that there's a difference between Mamash Yesh Lo Tov, Mamash Ein Lo Tovim? By the case of the 50 pounds of the grain with the 5 pounds of dirt mixed in, the merchant is very upset why they were mops at him. He only has 49 pounds of potatoes or 49 pounds of grain to sell. So he lost 5 pounds, so you have to pay. That's a mamash yesh lo tovim. He's upset, and he's taveya, so the other guy has to pay him 5 pounds of chitim. But over here, we're talking mamash ein lo tovim. The other women, they gave me the vanilla. I promised I'm going to pay back. I'm going to give her a bottle of vanilla after yontif. But not today. She doesn't want a slice of the cake. She said, use the vanilla all you want. Give me a bottle of vanilla after yontif. And the other one gave me water, and they don't have a faucet. So they said, after yontif, you're going to go draw water. Give me back a bucket of water to make up. The other one gave sugar, the other one gave flavoring, salt, whatever. But today, after yontif, they're going to give it back. But today, it's like a mamash ein lo tovim. Nobody's tovei anything. So there's no tvias, there's no hepsid mammon over here. So we're not talking about that mammon is not bottled. It's all my mammon. They all gave it to me to make the cake. But he meant that's where Rababa meant all along, and that's where Rav Safra meant all along. No, but the issue of Issa v'heter depends on the mammon. So they didn't let him. They still didn't let him say what he meant. So Abai is picking on him. So he says, "Was machzakasha? Was machzatsushtel to the Gemara in Bava Basra? That's mamash yesh l'tayim you're mafsid the mamon. Here, no one's mafsid any mamon. No one wants their sugar back on yontif. There's no issue of mamonis. Yeah, of course there's no issue of mamonis. But on erev yontif, the mamon belongs to different people. So the mamon was kind of shvisa by the different people. Now, the mamonis can't be bubble. So the yisur is not bubble. That's what Abai says. Omrulei, Sarav Safra, argues back to Abai. Is that so? That whenever there's mamon, whenever there's mamon, she'elo tovim, so then what? It depends whether the mamon she'esh lo tovim, she'en lo tovim, whether it's botla nazi, says, wait a minute, hold on, Rav Chizde. So the Gemara quotes the following din of Rav Chizde. There is a din, Rashi quotes, there is a braisa of Rav Chia. We'll go back again. Rabbi Yehuda had a machlokes with the Chacham. Machlokes hatanaim, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Whether mimimino is b'mashu or mimimino is bottle. And what was the mocker? So Rashi quoted. It says that the kangodlaim kipper mixes together dam apor and the dam hasoyer. There are two serums, sorer l'Hashem and the sorer l'azazel. So the sorer l'azazel, you push over the cliff. The sorer l'Hashem, you shecht it. And you take the dam, you zorek part of the dam, lefnai v'lefnim, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, part of the dam in front of the parochis and the hechol. And then the rest of the dam that's left over, you zorek on the kindness of Mizbech HaPnimi. And after finishing the zrikas on the kindness of Mizbech HaPnimi, then you pour the shiori adam on the yisoid HaMizbech HaChitzon. Normally on the yisoid HaMizbech HaChitzon, you pour on the yisoid HaDroimi. When you're standing facing the Beis HaMikdash, so you're facing west. So you say Droimi is on the left side. Tzofen is to the right half of the Azores Tzofen. All the kachkachim, the shchitas, matzav, kibul bam, and the chlushar is batzofen. And the left half of the Azora, the left side of the Azora is called the dorm. So normally, when you finish doing zrikas hamizbeah, chat, the soil, or oshim, shlomim, whatever, on the outside of mizbeah, you pour the shari adama, you say deroimi. Shalom mizbeah chachitzim. But here, he didn't do any zrikas on the mizbeah chachitzim. He did the first zrikas were done in the Kodesh HaKadosh, the second set was done in front of the parochet. Achas l'mayla v'shev l'mata. They didn't do zrikas on the mizbeah hapnim. Then you walk out from the Hechel to the Yazorah, just in order to do the Shvicha Shirayim. So the first Yisoid that you bump into is the Yisoid HaMizbech HaMaravi, this one. So the Mishnah says, Shiradama, Nishpach Ma Yisoid Maravi Shana Mizbech HaChitzim. Because all the Shvichas were done over there, and the first Yisoid that you bump into is over here, Yisoid Maravi. Fine. So the Mishnah says there in Yume, the Kengodol brings Parachatas HaShalom, he does also. He shechts it, he does the zrika lefnai b'lefnim, then the second unit of zrikas he does in front of the parochis. Then when it comes to the third unit of zrikas that he's supposed to do on the mizbech ha'pnimi, you mix together, ma'arvin lekronis. You mix together the dam ha'soyer and the dam ha'por, and then you do the zrikas together. So the pasuk says, v'loka ha'koy, the kangaroo should take medam ha'por, medam ha'soyer, mixes it together, and he does zrikas on the mizbech ha'pnimi, on the mizbech ha'ktoris, achas bashono. Normally in the Mizbech HaKtoris inside you only use for Ktoris. You're not permitted to be makrul, sakruval Ktoris. You're not allowed to do any other karbonos on it. With very few exceptions to the rules. On Yom Kippur, that's one of the exceptions. So the Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim are bothered with the Lashon HaPasuk. How is it considered v'loka hakoy midam hapor or midam hasoyer? How can it be that it's exactly 50-50, whichever one is going to be slightly more than 50%? The other one will be bottled. Whichever is less than 50%, it gets all stirred up, all mixed up together. It's going to be bottled. So it's only going to be like a chakoy midam ha'por. The dam ha'sor is probably going to be less. Usually, the por is a big fat animal, has more dam will gush out through the neck. Unless you hold the kli a shorter period of time. So then the dam ha'sor will be more than 50%. But it's highly unlikely. One chance out of 5 billion, probably. Yeah, it's a yepshel time. So highly unlikely that it's going to be exactly 50-50. The halacha doesn't even say that he should try. Kengor doesn't even have to try to make it exactly 50-50. So how is he Mekayim? How does he fulfill that pasuk? V'lokach hakoy midam ha'por midam ha'soyer, when he does the zrika. Once he takes both and he stirs them all together, so he's only doing the zrika of the one that's in more than 50%. So the answer is that it's not bottled. Why is it not bottled? So Rabbi Yehuda claims from here is a mocker to call it Tarkula, that lach b'lach min b'minoi is not bottled. The Rabbanon says it's not true. We pass like the Rabbanon Tosis says. Lach b'lach min b'minoi is bottled. So new din mikan la'olin. From here we derive things that are oila agabi amizbeach, things that the zorek on the mizbeach. Eim evatim says that's showing a local din. Oila manat mevatim. Special din doesn't apply this man is there to chutz lebeis amigdash. Okay, so that's the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda's shita. That how do you determine whether it's mibemino if it's dam mixed in with dam or mayim mixed in with mayim? Whenever it's the same and it's lach b'lach, the Rabbi Yehuda's shita doesn't apply to yavish b'yavish. Only lach b'lach. When it's lach b'lach and it's min b'mino, it's a better view the sheet is that it's not both. Now the Gemara has a braisa that's talking about min b'mino by tumah. A different case, min b'mino by tumah. The din is that if a human being dies, a person dies, there's metami three ways. There's maga, there's masa, there's oil. Maga means I touch the mace, like this, I touch a dead body. Masa, let's say I'm wearing gloves, so there's no maga. Or the mace has clothing on, so I'm not touching it. If I touch the face, so I touch the body. If I touch the mace over here and I poke around, there's no maga, but that's masa. If you push, so it's masa. If you push like this, you move the body, so that's masa. Masa doesn't necessarily have to be, you pick him up. Masa means you push them a little bit. And what if I neither touch the mace, nor did I push the mace, but I'm in the same room with the mace? So that's tumas ohel. So there's a shaila whether ohel, do you have all three forms of tumas mace by a goyish dead body, only by yiddish body, maybe mace the yakim. And I'm a tamim boshem achleik and satanoim. And the Shulchan Aruch says the kohanim should be machmer, not to come in contact with mace the yakim. I feel a bit tumas ohel, but choshish for that opinion of the tanoim, and mace the yakim, I'm a tamim boshem. Fine. That's by an odom, a human being dies. What if you have a nivlas behema v'chayo? A deer dies. You didn't do a shechita. A cow dies. An elephant dies. You can't even do a shechita if you want to. An elephant. A pig dies. So if an animal, a behema v'chayo, dies, and it didn't have any shechita, behema t'meya can't have a shechita. Behema t'oira. If it had a shechita, then it's not metami tumas nevela. If it didn't have a shechita, then it's metami tumas nevela. So it's not metami ba'oil, but it's metami b'mago b'master. Fine. So let's say you have one chaticha. One, you have to have a kezayis. So let's say you have a kezayis of nivlas behema, and you have two other kezayisim of kosher flesh that was geshachten. That's not nevela, and you have no way. They got mixed up, and you have no way to identify which is which. And you touched one of the three. So do you say that he's tamei misafek, or do you say that it's bapal berev? Or let's say he touched two of the three. He touches this one. He touches this one. Maybe even touches all three. He touches this one, then he touches this one, then he touches this one. And he knows that one of them is Tomei and the other two are Tahar, and he simply cannot identify which is which. And he did a Maga on this one, Maga on the second one, Maga on the third, each one separate. Didn't do one big Maga together. Each one did a separate Maga. So let's take the following case. Let's say you have a tray for salami. You bought in the store three salamis. Two kosher salamis to feed the children and the family, and one tray for salami for the maid. You have a goyishim maid, and it's not also bano, it's muta bano, but it's also bachilus. So you give it to the goyishim, you give it to the goyishim help. You don't have to buy the goyishim help, lab kosher food, so expensive. You buy non kosher food, and then you take it home, you remove all of the wrapping, and now you forgot which is which. You got mixed up, and there's no way to identify the same size, same flavor, everything tastes, came out the same. Except that two of them are kosher and one of them is nevela. There's no way to identify which is which. So the din is that's yavish b'yavish. Chad betrays bottle. You don't even need shishim. Chad betrays bottle. So the one is bottle in the two. So what's the din? Chad betrays bottle. So strictly speaking, it says in Shulchan Aruch HaChumre that one person should not eat all three. That's a chumre. But Mikra Adin, many Rishonim say that you may. And those say that you're not allowed to. Most told that it's only a chumre midirabbanan. The Tosis Rid says like you. Tosis Rid writes on Bob Basa, what do you mean? For sure he ate an Avela. Of course he's not allowed to eat all three. But most of the Rishonim don't agree with the Tosis Rid. They say no. Either Tak Aloha Mais is Mutati, or not Bavasa Achaz. You can't make a sandwich and have one slice from the first salami, one from the second, one from the third. Bavasa Achaz, for sure you're eating the Avela. But if you eat Bezach Hazeh, the men of Rishonim say it's Mutati, Bezach Hazeh. So the same thing over here. Not only does Bittel Beroiv accomplish that Isa Nepach Lios Heter, that the Trefis converted to become Heter, it even applies to Tuma as well. Have a Kazayis Nevela, a piece of meat, gets mixed in with two pieces of Shchuto, and I don't know which is which. So just like Isa, we don't understand why the Isa disappears, but we're more used to that. So the din is just like Issa becomes Batl Barav, so Tumah also becomes Batl Barav. Batl Barav. Issa Lechon Osla. Where did the Issa go? You see, we're used to the Issa. We're used to thinking of Issa. Tumah we never think of. But the Gemara has the exact same discussion. The Tumah is Batl Barav. So if I touch the first Chaticha, I say it's Batl Barav. Chad betray is Batl Barav. Touch the second one, Chad betray, Batl Barav. Touch the third one. So most of the Rishonim say also, Batl Barav, I didn't do a maga. Unless I do a maga on all three Bevasachas, then for sure I did a maga. But if I do b'zeh hazeh, so I say that wasn't a maga of a tummy, that wasn't a maga. Each one is bottled beroy. So you say that it's tohar. So the shaila is, but what about according to Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda sheet is that mim b'mina loy bottle. Now Rabbi Yehuda sheet that mim b'mina loy bottle. All the rishonim say that's only lach b'lach. It doesn't apply to yavish b'yavish. So the whole gemara is very strange over here. This gemara says it's a menachas and charis. But the main sugi is here. The gemara just quoted it. It's yotze deifin diketzushtal over here. So the main sugi is over there. So the gemara quotes a brisa that according to Rabbi Yehuda, that mim b'mina loy bottle, it really shouldn't apply over here because this is yavish b'yavish. It's not lach b'lach. But nonetheless, the gemara says it applies partially. I say it's partially with a new definition. Normally, the definition of mim b'mina is mayim b'mayim, dam b'dam, yayin b'yayin, mim b'mina, lach b'lach, the same thing. And metzias, is it the same thing? Here the Gemara says, no, it's not a metzias. Api halacha, we decide is a mim b'mina, mim shein b'mina, is determined api halacha. How is that? When the miyut is butlin the roiv, so can the roiv, is there a possibility that the roiv should become like the miyut in halacha or not? So if there's a possibility the roiv can become like the miyut, then it's called mim b'mina. If there's no chance the roiv should become like the miyut, then it's mim shein b'mina. What do you mean the roiv can become like the miyut? What is it all about? Sisrei Torah. So Rav Chisda explains pshat in the braisa. He says like this: if you have a shtik nevela that's metame b'mago b'maso, it's only metame calls man that it's basar, that's roi lachila. What if it becomes soruach? Let's say you have a piece of nevela, I buy meat from the A&P, so it's nevela, it's also b'achila, and I don't refrigerate it, I leave it out of the refrigerator, it gets spoiled, and it's not roi lachila sodom. If a person will eat it, he'll throw up, get a bellyache, people will not run in it spoiled, but the behemoth will eat it. The dogs can have a higher threshold of sensitivity. They can eat food that's not roi lachila sodom, and it's still roi lachila behemoth, and they won't get sick. They'll have a terror. It's mutam achila. We pass them, there's an isa derabbanon achshuve. It's also the rabbanon. You have tray for food. The din is asked me nips machilos hakelev. That's only a din of chomer b'pesach. It's only a chumra pesach, and it's a big discussion in the Rishonim. Why should it be so? The Ran and Daf Mem. Sell it to a guy or give it to a ger toishav. Can't give it to a ger tzedek. A ger tzedek is the chayid, is mechuyav to keep the mitzvahs like everybody else. Ger toishav means a guy who's permitted to live in Eretz Yisrael because he was mekabel all of officially to observe the sheva mitzvahs b'nei noach. So normally we're not permitted to allow any nochrim to live in Eretz Yisrael because they'll cause the Jews to sin. We'll associate with them. But if he's an erlich a guy, from a guy, he was mekabel all the sheva mitzvahs b'nei noach. So we're not afraid that it's going to cause us to worship Abed Zoria to do his shtick also. So that's called a ger toshav. He's really a goy gomer, but he's muta lahoshiva l'Eretz Yisrael. You're permitted to allow him to live in Eretz Yisrael because he was officially mekabel all of sheva mitzvahs ben enoch. So the pasuk says, if you have nevela, non-kosher food, what do? Either mochel anochri, sell it to a goy, or give it to a ger toshav. Why give it mistama? He needs tzedakah because he was mekabel all of, not to violate the sheva mitzvahs ben enoch. Mistama, the other guy will not be so happy about him. They won't give him a job. They're going to be difficult for him to get, like a ger. A difficulty getting a shirach and getting a parnasa. The goyim don't like him and the eden don't like him. So the ger toshav is also going to have difficulty. So there's a mitzvah to give tzedakah to the ger toshav. So it says in the chumash, lager hashav shechet tetnana b'achola, mitzvah to give mitzvah l'tomchoy. It's a mitzvah to give him tzedakah. O machol anochri, sell it to a goy. So the Gemara learns that in Avodah Zarah, from that pasuk on Daf Samaches, the Gemara in Avodah learns that. Nevela haruya lager krui nevela. Nevela sheni ruya lager ain't krui nevela. If a ger toshav will not want to eat the nevela because nifta machilas adam, it's rotten, it's spoiled, even though it's roi lachilas hakeler, the klovim will eat it with a big gishmak. They'll run after it. It doesn't matter. That's only a din on Pesach. It has to be nifta machilas hakeler. But as far as other treifas is concerned, what is nifta machilas adam? It's already muta b'achila. And there is a machlokes in Rishonim, is there an isa de rabbanan? What if I sit and I eat this nevela that's spoiled? I left it out of the, I bought meat from the A&P, much less expensive than the kosher meat, and I leave it out of the refrigerator till it becomes spoiled, a little, and it's not well achilas sadam, and then I eat it. I'm shugana, he sits and he eats it. So there's a machlekes rishonim. So some rishonim say mutter is mutter. Meichet teisa there should be a nisa de rabbanan, and in Yeridei we're machma like the Rosh. In the second chelik Yeridei, the first chelik doesn't say a word about this. Second chelik Yeridei, they quote that the Rosh holds that it's asam de rabbanan mitam achshavei. If he sits and he eats a whole plate full of it, so he demonstrates that as far as he's concerned, it's not nifsa machila sadam. Hazitach and he eats it. If he eats it as a pill. A lot of the medications are non-kosher. Let's say a lot of the vitamins. Yeah, a lot of the vitamins are iron pills. They come from liver. Yeah, so strictly speaking, the thing is not roil achil osadim. It's mutan. You can't say achshave. What kind of achshave? Well, he demonstrates that it's roil achil. What is he? He's eating a whole plate of it. He's taking a pill every day. People do all kinds of things, lirafua. Not only lirafua if he's sick. He's not sick. He wants to maintain his health. Yeah. So Moshe says, Mikarad, then all the pills are kosher. Unless it has a flavoring in it, and the flavoring tastes good, and the flavoring is a tray for flavoring, then you have a problem. But if there's not a good flavoring, so strictly speaking, all the pills are nifsim achilas adam, and you can't say achshavei. Pesach also is going to be like that. Usually it's nifsim achilas akelev also. Akelev wouldn't eat the pills either. Akelev doesn't have the sechel to take it lirafua. The people take it lirafua. The kelev wouldn't take it lirafua either. Yes, yeah, so strictly speaking, all the pills are mutter and for treifus all year long and for Pesach also. And Moshe says, if you can get with Hashgachas Avada better, why should you take in non-kosher pills if you can get kosher? That's a different thing because Macholas Hasuris is mitamta misaleid, even if you take it in a kosher fashion, even if strictly speaking everything is on the level. Because the Chazal say that when Moshe Rabbeinu was a little baby, the Parsha in the Chumash says that the mother Basya Basparo gave him over to the Mitzrios. He was crying, he wanted to nurse, he was hungry, so she gave to the Noshim Mitzrios and he wouldn't nurse by them, so she said to Miriam, get me an Isha a Yiddish Isha Ivris Vitenika Sayel. So she brought the mother and then he nursed from the mother. So Rashi quotes from the Medrash, the Pesha also the Dabri Mashchini didn't want to drink from the, he didn't want to nurse from the Noshim Mitzrios because they ate Macholos Asuris. What has got to do with him? They ate Macholos Asuris. So the answer is no, but whatever the woman eats who's nursing the baby, it goes in the milk and it goes through when you diaper the baby. So if the mother had carrots, so the diaper is going to be orange, and if the mother had cherries, so the baby's diaper is going to be red, even though the milk is milk. But the macholas asuras goes in the milk also. So it has an effect on the milk. So even though the milk of the Isha Nochris is kosher, even though the Isha Nochris ate Macholos Asuris, but the cholub that comes out from her body is kosher. But still, since it comes from Macholos Asuris, so it says the proper thing is you should try to avoid.
Like dumb? Dumb? A cholub Isha is not like dumb? Say somewhere, I believe.
Dumb Odom, strictly speaking, is mutter. Yeah, it's only awesome in the Rabbana. Yeah. They had the bilbil of the blood libel for so many years, and also in the 20th century also it had blood libels. So they said that the Jews bake matzahs with Christian blood. So the Jews said, how can we use Christian blood? It's also b'achila. Because God, it's not such a strong argument. It's only also b'achila with the rabbanan. Because min haTorah, the Gemara says, dam halchish time, dam adam is mutam min haTorah. Dam adam is mutam min haTorah. It's only also in the rabbanan. And he said, the rabbanan shumari sign. So it says in the Gemara, if you're eating an apple, and your teeth start to bleed on the, are you eating a sandwich and some of the blood goes on the sandwich and it's out of your mouth, so then you have to remove it from the apple, you have to wash off the apple. So if you realize that your teeth are bleeding, so cut the apple into tiny pieces and put a piece of apple in your mouth and don't take it out. But you know that you're swallowing the blood, so it's only also with pirish. The dam of Odom is only also with Rabbanu pirish if it's outside of the body. I know, let's say my teeth are bleeding and I suck out the blood and I swallow it. So that's mutter even the rabbana. The isa mid rabbana is only mitam marisayin if it left the body and then it comes back. So dam halchishtam is mutter merata rasim rabbana. Cholav isha is mutter. Dam shepir is asim and atera. Asim and atera. Here it's only asim mid rabbana, mishum marisayin. It's a difference, yeah. It's a difference, yeah. So the din is that if you have nevela that's also b'achila, once it becomes spoiled and rotten and it's nifs ma'achila sodom, even though it's still roi l'achila sakelev, it's mutter to eat it b'natera, and the prohibition to eat it is only with the rabbanim because of achshavei according to the Rosh. The Ra'or disagrees. The Ra'or holds that it's even mutter min rabbanu. So we in Shulchan Aruch, we have accepted the opinion of the Rosh. If he sits and eats a whole plate full of it, so he demonstrates as far as he's concerned. Actually, it's not. It was never lifted machilas on. Sure. What about, however, minigir to tumah? That this meat from the AMP, even though it's wrapped up and I didn't touch it when I pick it up in the AMP, but when I pick it up, that's masa. True, I didn't do a maga. I don't touch it biyadayim, but it's masa. So it's metami b'masa also. So the din is in the Gemara, if it becomes nifsal, if it spoils, if it rots, so it will forfeit its status as nevela. It won't even be metame b'mago or b'masa, but it has to spoil till the point of nismachilas hakela. There it's not enough that it should be nifsa machilas adam. The mocker, the pasuk in Chumash that says nifsa machilas adam is muta b'achilo, that's the pasuk like erish abishrachet tenel b'achol ha-mochel ha-nochri. What do you do with the non-kosher meat? You sell it to a goy, you give it to your next door neighbor, you give it to a goy. So the implication is nevela haruya lager, if it's edible for a non-Jew, through in the veilah. The veilah sheniwe lager is muta b'achila min ater. But that pasuk doesn't go on tumah. In order to declare that it doesn't have tumas mago amasa anymore, it doesn't have tumas nevelas, for that purpose it has to be nifsa machilas hakelah. That's what Rashi points out over here. It has to be masriach that it's eniwe afil machilas hakelah. So the Gemara has like this. If you have nevelah meat has a potential of becoming tohar. How can it become tohar? If you let it sit long enough till it rots, it can convert to become tohar with no tumah at all, no tumas maga, no tumas masa. The opposite can never happen. If I shecht an animal, I have a piece of kosher meat. Is there ever gemol that the kosher meat, which is not tumah, should become nevela, that it should be mitame b'maga m'masa? No. You can cook it. You can cook it with treifas. You can cook it with treifas, and it'll be balea the treifas. There's a din of tam kik, it'll become treif. It could be mekabel tumah, maybe. It could be mekabel tumah b'maga, but it can't be an avhatumah. Yeah. Nevela is the avhatumah. If it's mekabel tumah, the maximum it can be is a tolder. It can't be an avhatumah. And even though you cooked it, let's say, with the meat that's tumah, you can't say tam ki ikir that it has tumah. Tam ki ikir is only amachovas al suris v'isar achila. You don't say tam ki ikir b'negeit to tumah. So there's no way in the world that kosher geshocht in the meat can switch to become tumah tumas nevela. There is a method whereby nevela can switch to become like shchuta, namely if he let it sit out of the refrigerator long enough till it's masriach, nifs machilas sodom and nifs machilas akelev, then it becomes mutar bach. It became mutar bachila at the earlier point, once it's nifs machilas sodom, and then the whole tumah parcha mimena, the tumah will fly away, will disappear once it's nifs machilas akelev when it gets right. So Rav Chizde and Amora is interpreting a brisa that Rav Chia presented in his Gemaris there in Menachas and Mcharis, where the Gemara applies Rabbi Yudah's shita mimimina loy batalips in a very strange fashion. The Rishonim have great difficulty with the Gemara. The original Rabbi Yudah's shita is by lach balach. Only by lach balach doesn't apply to yavish biyavish. And the definition of mimimina is if it's the same lach balach. Is it yayin biyayin? Is it mayim biyayin? Is it dam bedam? He talks different cases. Adam, this dam needs kisei adam. This dam doesn't need kisei adam. Dam from a behemoth does not need kisei adam. Dam chayv yoyf does need kisei adam. So the dam from the chayv yoyf got mixed in with dam behemoth is much more than 50% of the dam is dam behemoth. So he says bottle beroy. So he says no, dam bedam is mimimina. Mimimina is b'mashu. It's not bottle. So you still have a mitzvah kisei adam. The Rambam say mehechetayse. There's no such thing that mimimina is b'mashu. It's bottle. So there's no longer a mitzvah kisei adam. Then he talks about mayim and mayim, mayim. That they were menasach agabi hamizbech for avodah zarah. So that's we talk about yayin nesach. You can have mayim for nesach also. Whatever you pour for avodah zarah is also. So some of that mayim gets mixed in with other mayim. So would you say that it's b'mashu? So Rabbi Yudah says b'mashu. Rabbi Yudah says that it's not b'mashu. Rabbi Yudah holds the mimimina by lach b'lach. Now they make a tzushtel, and Rabbi Yudah shita mimimina always depends, has to be lach b'lach. And how do you determine whether it's mim b'minoi? Is it mayim b'mayim? Is it yayin b'yayin? Is it shemit b'shemit? Is it the same thing? Min b'min. It depends on mitzis. All of a sudden over here, for tumah, the Rishonim says it's a different ball game and different rules. We're talking about yavish b'yavish over here. Chatichas nevela and two chatichas of shkuta. If I want to know, I touch this one, then I touch this one, then I touch this one. So at the end of the day, I touched all three. So if you say that the din of bitul b'rayv applies, so I say that just like the isa nepach lias heter, when you have a treifis, it becomes bottle berov. So you say the tumah becomes bottle berov. The tumah is nepach lios tahara. even though if I touch all three together, then I know for sure that I did a maga on the tumah. But if I touch b'zeh hazeh, so then the Rishonim say, if you'll apply bittul b'roif, so you say he didn't do a maga tumah, not on this, not on that, not on that. He never did a maga tumah because each one was bittul b'roif b'shaita. So that's one discussion when one chaticha of nevela gets mixed in with two chatichas of shchuta, and I touch b'zeh hazeh. Then there's another discussion fakir. I have two chatichas of nevela and one chaticha of shchuta, and I touch the nevela. I touch one of the three pieces, and I don't know whether I touch the shchuta or I touch the nevela. So do you say bittul b'roiv that the shchuta becomes like nevela? It's an interesting gemara. It's an interesting discussion. The gemara assumes that you say bittul b'roiv in both directions. The davar tahor can become bittul b'roiv to acquire properties of tumah, or kosher food can become bittul b'roiv to acquire properties of treifas. That's a famous discussion. Doinig Yontif has the first siman discusses like that. They made strings with tzitzis, and when you make the strings with tzitzis, it has to have asiyah l'shma, has to have tfiyah l'shma. And the strings with the tzitzis got mixed in with regular strings, and you can't identify which and which. But you have 55 strings with tzitzis that were made l'shma, and one string that was made shalom l'shma, you can't identify which is which. Or you have matzahs, the shmura matzahs were baked shmura, and then the shmura got mixed in with the pshuta, and you can't identify which is which. So if you have a taruvus of 55 shmura and one pshuta, or 55 strings lishma and one string shalom lishma, would you say bittul b'roiv to give properties to the one that got mixed in, it becomes lishma and it becomes shmura matzah? Or do you say no, bittul b'roiv, it can forfeit its status that had. It used to be treif, it used to be tomei, so bittul b'roiv knocks it down. Kemandales, it doesn't have, but it doesn't give it new properties. It gives it new madregas. It becomes tamei. Yesh meyayin. How does it become tamei?
The advantage can be lost.
We can understand in America, everybody's innocent until proven guilty. That's the rule here in America. It's a democracy. So that's the din in kosher. Everything is kosher until you establish that it's treif. When you say it's treif, you mean, oh, it has a source, it's treif. So when it's bottle b'roif, so it loses that special status. It's not that you have to have a hechshir to make it kosher. Everything is kosher unless it has a reason to declare it as treif. So when you say bittul b'roif, it no longer has a reason to declare that it's treif. So mamela, everything is kosher until proven, everything is innocent until established as guilty. So it means. So that's the shaila. That's a big machloikis in Achrayim. That's a whole discussion in Achrayim. And they point, the Prima Gordon points out, it seems to be a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos and Zvachim, he quotes, and Dafayim Ches, and a big run in the end of Avodah Zarah, a long discussion. But the simple reading of this Gemara, the way Rashi reads, simple reading of this Gemara says that you go in both directions. If you have two pieces, Yavish B'Yavish, two Chatichas of Nevela, which are Matami B'Maga B'Masa, got mixed in with the third Chaticha of Shchuto, which has no tumor whatsoever, would you say, Bittul B'Roiv, I treat the chaticha shchuta as if it's a nevela, so any one of them that I'll touch, I'll be tamei vaday. I said it's batel b'roiv, so all three are considered now nevela. So any one of them that I'll touch is considered as if I'm tamei vaday, and if I'll touch truma, I'm a tamei vaday. I'll touch truma, you'll be served the truma. It's a vaday truma. Or will you say no? Or will you say no that there's no batel b'roiv? So the Gemara says in principle there should be batel b'roiv. The fact that you're employing the principle bittul b'roiv to give it madregas of tumah that it never had before, that doesn't faze us. That is not a problem. The issue the Gemara works on is it min b'mino, is it min m'shein amino? Now usually min b'mino, Rabbi Yehuda talks about min b'mino by lach b'lach, usually. And how does he decide whether it's min b'mino? Basar with basar is min b'mino. Yayin b'yayin, shemen b'shemen is min b'mino. All of a sudden here, by yavish b'yavish, everything is totally different. We don't know exactly where this comes from. Everything is different, and the criteria to determine this min min or not is totally different. It doesn't depend on mitzias. Is it yayin b'yayin? Is it shemen b'shemen? Is it dam b'dam? Is it mayim b'mayim? No, it depends whether the roiv can someday blend in, convert to become like the miyut, or the roiv cannot become like the miyut. So if the roiv is tohor, if the roiv is tohor, two chatichas are shchuto, and one chaticha is nevela. So I'm discussing whether the nevela loses its tumah. So the roiv can never become nevela. The roiv is tohar. There's no way in the world that the basa tohar can become tummy with tumas nevela. So that declared, that's labeled as mimbishena mina. Since the roiv can never become nepach, to become like the miyud, for these purposes of bittul b'roiv, we declare that as mimbishena mina. So mimbishena mina, there is bittul. So I say that the miyud, the one chaticha that was nevela, becomes bittul b'roiv. So even though I touched the first, I touched the second, I touched the third, I'm still tahar. But if it will be the reverse, two chatichas are nevela, and one chaticha is shchuto. And I want to discuss whether the shchuta becomes bottled, bereiv, into the nevela, that all three pieces should be nevela, and that is reasonable. One could argue the whole question is unreasonable. How can you say bittul bereiv to give it an advantage, like you say, to give it a maila that it never had before, to give it tumas nevelas? Bittul bereiv is always to remove the status that had, so that's not the problem here. The Gemara considers that possibility. But the Gemara says the reason why there's no bittul b'roiv because it's labeled as min b'mino, and min b'mino is not bottle or abuta. Why is it min b'mino? Because since the roiv, the 2-to-1 is the roiv, the 2 are tomei, and if there'll be nips on me'achila sakelev, they will lose their tumah. So since the roiv can become like the miyuk, if you leave it out of the refrigerator long enough, it'll get spoiled. So therefore, it's labeled as min b'mino. So min b'mino is not bottle, even though we're talking.
Mm-hmm. If it's
what's
it's a
punchadusha, it's
not the same thing.
The whole Gemara is a pella. The whole Gemara, we don't understand the pella.
The whole thing. That's why the
reverse is the same. If two are shchuta and one is nevela, so the shchuta can never, because we determine from the perspective of the roiv, can the roiv ever become like the miyut? So the roiv is the two shchutas can never become tamei tumas nevela. The nevela can become like a shchuta, but you have to judge from the perspective of the mevatel, not from the perspective of the mizbatel. That's what Rav Chisda interprets. There's a brisa of Rav Chiya. Rav Chisda says that's naim shat, and he says like this: nevela betela b'shchuta. Nevela can become bottle in the shchuta. Why? Because it's mimishena mina lefishii efshe l'shchuta sheteyos and nevela. Because shchuta can never become tamei tumas nevelas. So looking from the perspective of the roiv. The roiv is mimishena mina with the mir, because it can never become like the mir. But in the opposite case, nevela, but where is it? Shchuta ain't a betela b'nevela. But if you have two chatichas on nevela, one chaticha is shchuta, so you will not say bitl b'roiv that the shchuta becomes like nevela. So one could have argued, of course not. How can you? No, that's not the reason. Of course not. Then the shchuta can become a nevela, but bitl b'roiv doesn't apply because it's called mim b'mina l'rabyuda. Mim b'mina is b'mashu. Why is it mim b'mina? Because from the perspective of the roiv, which is the nevela, nevela can slip in to become shchuta v'fishe. Evshel nevela sheteyoso shchuta. So that's a din from Baibarik. That's a din he quoted from a complicated sugya over there. We don't understand pshat and the gemara. Bchor is a very hard gemara. And Bchor is davchav gimel, very hard gemara. Why should it be so? Rabbi Yudashita is always on lach talach, and he always says that basa with basa is mimimina. Why all of a sudden can the roiv can become like the miyut? Can the The whole thing is so strange. A strange gemara, huh? Yeah, this is Yavish B'Yavish. The whole sheet of Rabbi Yudah doesn't apply. So the Rishonim say, yeah, the general sheet of Rabbi Yudah is only by lach b'lach. But when it comes to tumah, it's another. It's an offshoot of Rabbi Yudah's din. How can it be an offshoot? The whole thing is a one big pella. It's a big pella. But as I, that's the memory of Rav Chisda to interpret a brisa there. So what does it have to do with our daf? Was that? Now that we got exhausted figuring out, so what does it have to do with us? This whole debate is such a strange. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, Hachanami, that famous memra. Hachanami, are you going to tell me, the chi'is la bailim, loy betelo? Are you going to tell me that the nevela is betelo b'shchuta, two chatichas are shchuta, and one chaticha of nevela gets mixed in? So we said, nevela betelo b'shchuta. So if I touch one, I touch a second, I touch a third, I didn't do the vela became bottle b'roiv, and I didn't do a maga of an vela, I'm tohar. So you're going to tell me, but that's only by medvam amurim, if all three pieces, the nevela with the two shchutas belong to the same person. But if the vela belongs to one person, the shchuta belongs to another person, since mamayna lay bottle, so you're going to tell me that the tumah is not bottle either.
That's a fact.
Is it, that's what he's asking. If you're telling me, you're trying, bitmiyah, he says, you're trying to tell me that Rababa made sense. The Rababa said, Mamayna lai bottle. Is that, does that make any sense? Mammon is not bottle. So you're going to tell me that the Nevela is Betela Bishchuta, one tray for salami gets mixed in with the two kosher salamis. So you say, but that's only if all the three salamis belong to the same person. But if the Nevela belongs to one person, what do you have to give such a complicated case with tumor? You could have given a simple case in Yerideya. Three salamis, two are kosher and one is Nevela. So it's batel chad betray. Shaina. So the din is that it's batel. So ask kakasha, but if it belongs to two people, would anybody in his right mind say that it's not batel b'rod because my mind allowed batel? Of course not. The mammon is not batel. So I have to give him back. I have to give him back how much does a non kosher salami cost? $9.45. I'll give you a check for $9.45 to buy. I'll give you, if you want one salami, I'll give you. Not. Why should I give you one salami? Your salami was $9.45 because it was Nevela. You bought it for the shiksa. The kosher cost $19.45, $25.55. It cost much more, the glad kosher salami. So now that your Nevela salami got mixed in with my two kosher salami, all three become kosher. All three, so I can give sandwiches to all of my children, to all of my guests. Chad betrays bottle, everything. I don't have to give you $25. Now it's worth $25 to me, but when your salami fell in, it was only worth $9.45 because it was a Nevela. So I'm not going to give you a whole salami. I'll give you a check for $9.45. So the din and abad the mamayna loy bottle. It's your salami for mamayna loy bottle. But the issue of isa v'heter is not a function of the mamanis. It wouldn't make a difference whether it's his salami or my salami. Then it would be the same. That's what the Gemara is going to answer. Hachanami, are you going to tell me the chiyis loy bottom loy betelo? The chiteima hachanami. And if you're going to tell me that yes, that it makes a difference. Of course not. It has no shaykhis. The isa v'heter or the tumah. It's not a function of the mominess over here. The whole Gemara is modern. You're going to tell me that yes, that anachinami, that what? That the nevela that falls into the two kosher salamis, the Torah salamis, will not be bottled if it belongs to two different people. So he says, no. We discussed this 2 weeks ago. We said the din is, the Mishnah has on Lamed Zayinim and Al Chavim of Akelim Kirag Me'abayim. I have a Tchum Shabbos. I'm not allowed to go Chutz L'Tchum. My property, my machzerim and my food in the kitchen and my furniture, everything that I possess has the same Tchum that I have. Fine. So the question that in Erevin, there's in the middle of Erevin, the whole section about Erevet Tchum, going Chutz L'Tchum, making an Erevet Tchum to go a little further. So there's a machleikah satanaim there, Rabbi Yechanan ben Nuri, whose opinion has not been accepted. Although against the Chacham, Rabbi Yechanan ben Nuri says, not only if it belongs to me, does it have my tchum, let's say it doesn't belong to anybody. There's a davish al hefker. You have a tree that the hefker, and the fruit fell off, and the tree is sitting there on the road. The apples, they fell down. Whoever wants can take the apples. It's up for grabs. So Rabbi Yechanan ben Nuri is of the opinion, wherever it was in the beginning of Shabbat, Yontif, it's kind of Shvisa there, and you can't take it Chutz L'Tchum. And we have not accepted the opinion of Rabbi Manur. We pass can only Abayim Bapel, Kalim, Kirag Me'abaylim, if somebody owns it. If there's ownership, so whoever the owner is, he has a Tchum, let's say the owner is in Eretz Yisrael, and his apartment is here, and his neighbor has the keys. All of his property is considered Chutz L'Tchum, so the neighbor cannot take it outside of the house at all. Because if he takes it outside of the house, he's moving it Chutz L'Tchum. It already is Chutz L'Tchum, because the owner is in Eretz Yisrael or in Brazil or wherever he is. If he's way out of town, he's in Florida, so the owner is Chutz L'Tchum.
No,
so
it should be Dalet al Dalet. It should be Dalet al Dalet.
So the whole house is Kedalet al Dalet. If you have an Erev, you have an Erev in the whole community, the whole community is Kedalet al Dalet. But if you don't have an Erev, so to carry it Minei Bay in the house is Kedalet al Dalet Ami, that's like carrying Toch Dalet Amis. But if you're going to carry it 1 inch out of the house, so it's already Chutz L'Tchum, so you're not allowed to take it.
But if it's outside, in a field, for instance,
can only carry it.
Then the Chepsa Hefker will be Dalet
Al Dalet. No, Chepsa Hefker. So Rabbi Yechanan Nuri says, they're kind of Shvisa, wherever they are, but Chidos Ayam, they're kind of Shvisa. So they have Alpai Mamo, and you can't take it Chutz L'Alpai Mamo. We don't accept his opinion. So we say, Kozman, that it's Hefker, doesn't have any Tchum. The minute somebody picks it up, 11 o'clock in the morning, on Yontif, someone picks it up and it's Koine Mena Hefker, then it gets his Tchum.
How can it be Koine Yontif?
It's a question why, but the din is that you can't. And the Gemara says on the next day. It's a good kasha. Isn't there an Issa Mekach HaMemkar? So some of them are not allowed to get a Matana. So how are you allowed to be Zerichim and Hefker? It's a kasha, but the Gemara says that you may. So good to kasha. The Gemara says it's permissible to be Zeichem and a Hefka. So the way we pass in Laloch against Rabbi Yechem and Nuri, there's no question, we don't accept Rabbi Yechem and Nuri's opinion. So we hold that Kozman that it's Hefka, it doesn't have any Tchum at all. The minute somebody picks it up in his Zeichem and Hefka, he asks Akasha, how is it Mutter to pick it up, Zakasha? But the minute that he's Zeichem and a Hefka, then it gets his Tchum. Kol HaKoidim Zocha. Whoever is Koidim first, it gets his Tchum, even though it didn't belong to him, Erev Yonta Ben Hashmashes. He was kind of his tchum ben ashmashes, depending on where he was, and whatever becomes his property in the middle of Yontif, and never had its own tchum. If in the beginning of Yontif belonged to somebody else and had a different tchum, then you can't switch him midstream. But if in the beginning of Yontif it was tchumless, because it was ownerless, it had no tchum at all, in the middle of Yontif I acquire it, so it gets my tchum.
No,
okay, right. So the Gemara quotes Rabbi Yechman Nuri, Chepta Hefka, he has an opinion we don't accept. Akoinim Shviso, Afo Pishain Lam Bailim. Even though it doesn't have any owner, we treat it Domim, we treat it Kimishi Eshlam Bailim. We treat it as if it has a Bailim. So what did they quote Rabbi Yechon Ben Nuri for? That we don't pass like Rabbi Yechon. So Taisus asks, what? The whole Gemara is a Medrash Pliya. What did they quote Rabbi Yechon Ben Nuri for? What is it? If we don't accept Anan Spirulon Kerabonon, Taisus asks. Dami Loikon Shviso, Elokaraglam. So what did they quote it for? So Taisus says, Vieshloima. The taste is v'chi teimer. They say v'yeshleima hachi ma'isiv pshat ezazoi. It's a moshul. The whole gemara is a moshul. The whole gemara is not to be understood. This whole omid gemara is so difficult. So Taisa says it means like this: Rabbi Yechman Nuri zoktach that even if nichse hefker akonish visa. So true, we don't accept his opinion, but halfway we should accept his opinion. That if something belonged to you in the beginning of Yontif, and then you gave it to me in the middle of Yontif to make my cake, and I mixed it in. So even though it no longer belongs to you, but it should still be governed with your tchum. Benash Moshe said it has your tchum. So that's what he meant to say. That's all he meant to say. He said, Avad, if Nevela falls in one salami of Trefa Nevela falls in with two kosher salamis, and then this Trefa salami belongs to someone else, you're not going to say, oh, Mammon is not bottle, so it's not bottle. The Mammon is not bottle, I'll give you a check for $9.45. And he said, there is bottles. So I have three salamis, and each one is worth $25 because they're all glad kosher now. It became bottle arrived, and the 9.45 chafes salami became worth $25. So the mammon is not bottle, and the Yisavahatar is bottle. But it means to say is if the Yisavahatar depends on the mammon, the Nevela doesn't depend on the ownerships. Of course it's not. But that's what they're bringing out. It depends on, over here it depends. It depends on who the owner is. That's what he says. He says mammon should not be bottle. Mammon should not be bottle. But he said the heter is bottle. So the final maskon of the Gemara is the whole argument back and forth. We don't know how to read it. Taisus with all the Rishonim, they don't know how to read this argument. The Gemara is bringing up ideas. Most of the ideas do not make any sense. They have nothing to do with the topic that we're discussing. So getting back, what does make sense? The mammon aspect is not bottle. I have to give you a check for $9.45. Issa v'heter is bottle. Not only the issa v'heter of nevela that has not it's not dependent on the mammon, even the issa v'heter of trumin, which should depend on the mammon, should also be bottle. The maskanas al sugya should also be bottle. And nonetheless, we have this mishnah. The mishnah says that the cake only to the time am I. So the Gemara said, we're still left, we don't know the answer. The time am I. True, the mammon is not bottle, but over here, we're not talking about mammon, we're talking about the Issa v'heter. Even though the Issa v'heter is a function of the mammon, but the maskon is that it should be bottle, so why is it not bottle? So Abai says, it's a new gzeira midirabon. Abai yomar, gzeira shemetas Issa v'shutfis. Let's say, not I want to bake a cake and I say, lend me a bucket of water after Yontif, I'll give you a bucket of water. Lend me a little bottle of vanilla, I'll give you a bottle after Yontif. And lend me some sugar. We're making a cake b'shutfis, all four of us, and we're all going to divide the cake. So if you'll make a cake b'shutfis, how did I mask him? You never gave me all of it. It never switched in the middle of Yontif. So everybody's masking that it has everybody's tchum, that you can only carry it in the area. Yeah. So even if you gave me a maton in the middle, and it should really be bottle b'rayv, and everything belongs to me. And really should be bottle b'rayv, like Tais explained on Amin Aleph. It's a gzeira midirabanan, shema tasi isa b'shutfis. Also the case when you make a cake b'shutfis, there everybody is masking that it has to have everybody's tchum. A gzeira midirabanan. That's what Abai says. And Rava disagrees and he says it's not a gzera, a new gzera midrabana, a gzera otto, a different case. No, this case itself we understand. Tabla the time abida, time of the bottle. Since it's nice and tam, so tam kiyikir. I, but Tosis said in the very beginning, there's no tam kiyikir, we don't understand. And then Ravashi gives a different answer, Dovash Yeshmatir, we don't understand. We just said it from the very beginning, it's all wrong. So Tosis finally wakes up on the top of Lamates. And he said, but we just explained in the beginning that that's not a valid answer. So Tosis says, and this Tosis is also quoted in Yeridei. This Tosis on the bottom of Lamed Chesh stated in Yeridei, they're both Chidushim, and the top Tosis stated in Yeridei also. The klal that Dova Sheyesh Lo Matirin is Loi Botel, Afil Abelof Loi Botel, and it only applies to Mimimina, it doesn't apply to Mimish and Minoi. The way to determine that it's Mimimina is not the same as the way Rabbi Yudah would determine whether something is Mimimina. Rabbi Yudah determines Mayim B'mayim, Yayim B'yayim, Shemen B'shemen, Dam B'dam, Mimimina Mitzias. Over here it's a different word. Adova Sheish L'matirin, it really doesn't make any sense. Why should it make a difference whether it's Mimimina, Mimishen Amina? Adova Sheish L'matirin means, why should you rely on Ditl B'roiv? Wait till after Abdullah. So why should it make a difference whether it's Mimimina, Mimishen Amina? Wait till after Abdullah. What do you have to rely on Ditl B'roiv? So the Rishonim explain, but it's an often a brisa. It's an often a brisa they quote from the Yerushalmi that Dovah Sheyesh Matirin is like batel, but only if it's mimimina. So they explain in Yerideya, they quote the Rishonim, because the only time you say, why should you rely on the Kula Bitl Beroy? Wait till after Abdullah. But the question is, what do you mean we're relying on Bitl Beroy? What am I being matir over here? I'm being matir a cake. Let's say the following case. Let's say the cake has vanilla flavoring mixed in. The vanilla is muktzah. The cake, the flour is not muktzah. The vanilla extract is muktzah. So the shaila is, what am I eating? I'm eating a cake. You say, I'm eating vanilla. You don't say, I'm eating vanilla. I'm eating cake. Or let's say, what's another example? I don't know. Let's say, I made soup for Yontav. One of the ingredients in the soup happens to be muktzah. You're going to say, and it's butl b'shishim, let's say. You're going to say, but one of the ingredients is Adav Sheish Matirin. It's Muktzah, Safil Abelof Lebotel. So the answer is no. I'm eating soup. I'm not eating salt. I'm eating soup. So you don't say, I ate the salt with a bitl beroiv. You don't say, I ate salt. You say, Loshem Adam, how do you say? The guy ate the soup, he didn't eat salt. You say over here, the guy ate the cake, you don't say he ate flavoring. So since the heter, if you say, I was matter you to eat this, the heter is nikra. I'll shame the main thing. It's not the heter, it's not nikra. I'll shame the other thing. You don't say, I ate vanilla, I ate salt, I ate flavoring. You say, I ate soup, I ate cake. So it doesn't look so bad. All I did, it looks bad. Why do you rely on Bitl Beroy? Wait till after Abdullah, you won't have to rely. But it doesn't really look as if you're relying on Bitl Beroy. Because you say, that we were matir, the rabbi allowed me to eat the cake. You don't say, the rabbi allowed me to eat the flavoring in the cake. So Tosis says, therefore, the definition of min b'mina as opposed to min b'shen b'mina, we don't use Rabbi Yudah's definition. Is it the yain b'yain shemim shemim? Is it the same? It's a different word. So Rava and Ravashi joined together. They're saying the same answer. There's not two different answers. Abai says that the only way to understand the Mishnah is gzeira shemetasa b'shutfas, and the Mishnah doesn't really make sense. Mikra din, it shouldn't be so. It shouldn't be kiragle kulam. You shouldn't say Harelu Kiraglishte. And Rav and Rav Ashi join together and they say, since when you make a cake, you always mix in flavoring, so we treat it as if it's min b'mina. The whole idea of a cake is that you have flavors, otherwise it would have been bread. You didn't want to make bread, you wanted to make a cake. So since the normal way to make cake is with flavoring, I consider it like min b'mina. He doesn't mean to say. That it's a nois and tam. Tavlan le taiv avida ve taiv le bat doesn't mean tam kike. No, tam kike doesn't apply. It's not a nisa macholas asuris. We're talking about nisa tchumen. What he meant to say is, since in cake, the nisinas tam is a crucial factor in the cake. So when you'll be mat to him to eat the cake, the heter is nikral shame in the flavoring also. He say we allow him to eat cake. Cake by definition means with all the flavoring in it. So that's called min b'mina. So davar sheyesh matir min b'mina is b'mashu. So this taisa is also quoted in Yeridei. That's the Maskanas HaGemara. It's a Shverish Gemara. The whole argument back and forth. The Rishonim have great difficulty with their different girsas also. The Balamor has different girsas here on some of the lines. then some of the Rishonim crossed out the whole Rabbi Yochanan ben Huri because the whole thing didn't make any sense at all. The Taisa said, no, you leave it in, you don't have to cross it out. They made it sushtel. The whole Gemara is uphill. Anyway, the Maskanas Advarim, that's the Maskana. The Maskana, this that's quoted in your everyday. The bottom Taisa San Lamed Chesam and Aleph is quoted. The Tam Kika doesn't apply unless it's Macholos Asuras. And Chumen is not Macholos Asuras, so you don't really apply Tam Kika. Dovah Shesh Ma'atirin only applies when it's Mim Bimino, and it's Mim Shein Mino doesn't apply. But it's a different definition of Mim Bimino. If by the very nature of the food, you have to mix in, you have to blend in flavoring in order to make cake.
It's a new creation.
So that's called, for these purposes, that's called Mim Bimino. So Me'lai label it as Dovah Shesh Ma'atirin, and Mim Bimino is B'mashu. That's how Tosis read the Maskana. That's what's quoted in Yeridei. That's the Maskana.
Okay. Should learn it again.
Learn it again. Oh. I'm not sure anymore. The whole story with the brothers, with the Yosef, came about because they were jealous of each other. There was machloikis between the brothers. And they finally get together and they love each other and they kiss each other and some pashas by Yigash. But they're still suspicious of Yosef till the end. They're all afraid that he's going to take revenge, he's going to get even. So the Haftarah speaks about the day will come that Klal Yisrael will get to love each other. He tells the Novi Yecheskel to do a nevuah with a poel dimion. The Raman calls it a poel dimion. You know, some of the Nevi'im do like that. He tells them to do some activity, and this is a symbol for something in the future. So Ramban says whenever there's a nevuah with a poel dimion, it's stronger. Means it's absolutely not going to be reversed. So he says the day will come, and they'll join together. Klal Yisrael will join together. This is the ikar problem of the Golus. We have to all be mechazik each other. There's such a pressure towards assimilation in the Golus. So if we won't be mechazik each other, we'll all collapse. So that's what the Nevi'im say, that this is the tzara, that the whole trouble of Klal Yisrael. And when we will join together, that will be the siman of the Gulu Asida. That's the Haftarah. Still waiting for it.